listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to the Max, only on LA Talk Radio.
To the Max, only on LA Talk Radio is right. Hello, everyone. This is Max, your host. It is June 29th at 11 p.m. here in New York City. And I've got to tell you all, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are listening to the Max. I'm glad you're here to LA Talk Radio to listen to my show. I got a fun show today. You know, in the past, I've always had shows where I've had guests on and featured guests. And tonight, I'm going to do a little forum. I'm going to have some friends call in, some friends that are at my house right now in my studio, but we're going to call them. And actually, we're going to call them. And thanks to Skype.com, this is all possible. So I want to thank Skype. You can always check out my website, MaxTucci.com. Before I go any further, this show is dedicated to a dear friend of mine. Her name is Catherine, and she's a little under the weather. I used to work years ago with a photographer, Beth Bolt, and I was her assistant. Then I became a fashion photographer, and we used to shoot all these girls for Four Models and Next Models. And Catherine was a girl, a lady actually, that I met at Ford. And we've been friends for a very long time, since I was 15 years old. And my thoughts and prayers are with you, Catherine, right now, that you get better. So I love you, and this show is for you. So moving along, I got birthdays to celebrate also. So I'm going to give a big, big happy birthday to my good friend Susan in Firenze. Today's her birthday. This week we also celebrated a birthday for my friend Randy in New York City. We went to his great apartment, and we had a great house. Parties are the way to go, people. I got to tell you, they are the way to go. I got to tell you, I have been nonstop this week. I was in Washington. I was upstate Connecticut. And it was a lot of fun. So also, I'm going to tell you all about the places that I've been going to and doing and having so much fun traveling. I also have to thank Sharon Agati from last week's show. Check out myspace.com/Sharon Agati. SARANAGATI. A lot of A's in there, and you would go bankrupt on Wheel of Fortune just spelling her name. But anyway, all right, so moving along. I went to Washington this week. It was a lot of fun, and I've got to thank Amtrak.com because they got me there safely. From New York City, I took the train. There was a club car. It was a great time, and got there very quickly. So thank you, Amtrak, for getting me there. Definitely, everyone, take Amtrak. If you're scared to fly, Whoopi Goldberg is scared to fly, take Amtrak, but she's got her own little bus going on, so do your thing. But I got a lot of people I got to say hi to tonight. You know, there was a woman, Helen O'Hagan. She was the PR lady for Saks Fifth Avenue. She is an icon, basically, in PR and fashion from like the 50s to the 90s. I spoke to her today. I'm going to be doing another book for my family's restaurant, Delmonico's. I spoke to her on the phone. It's kind of cool. I'm actually going to get her on the show. Who do I have to talk to today? Oh, Heather. She's right now at Lime Restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee with her swimwear line. I'm so excited that she's having her fashion show there tonight. I wish I could be there, but unfortunately, time has me here. But next time, I will definitely be supporting Heather. She's going to be on the show too. And I got to say hi to Cindy, Stu, Chelsea, Dylan. You guys are right now listening to my show in Florida. I'm so glad you guys are listening. And I know that Cindy's parents, Mommy Elaine and Daddy Jill, spent 50 years of marriage together. They are celebrating their 50th anniversary today. So happy 50 golden years to Elaine and Jill. I love you both like you're my own grandparents. So happy, happy anniversary. Many more. I'm going to have you two on my show just so you can tell my listeners how to last 50 years, because people can't even last 50 seconds these days. So, all right. Amtrak.com, we already said thank you to. Sharon Agati, we said thank you to. And I got to thank also Senator Harry Reid from the wonderful state of Nevada, because his press secretary, Stephen Crouppen, actually hooked up a fantastic tour for me and my mother at the Capitol. Everybody, check out www.aoc.gov. Go visit our nation's capital. Election year is this year, November 4th. I'm going to have Nikki Bloom on the show today, so we're going to talk about that. But go check out our capital. It is amazing. The whole Washington is like an underground city. And if you guys have not been to Washington and you live wherever you live, check it out. It's a fantastic city. And now while you're in Washington, you have to go to a restaurant called Cafe Milano. Check them out at cafemilano.net. The food was amazing. Funny story, one of the waiters that was there, we were talking about Germany and all these other things. And I said, oh, so where are you from? He said, Berlin. I said, I used to live in Berlin. Long story short, we knew all the same people. Great time, Cafe Milano in Washington, D.C. I had a great time. I was with my friend Bridget, and I was with my mother, and I was also with Steve Krupin's son, who showed – he actually met us to go show us the Capitol. Fantastic, fantastic time. And Patricia. I was with Patricia. So thank you, guys. It was a fun time in Washington, D.C. Now, I went to an event. My time goes by so quickly, I don't even know where I go. But I went to an event in this city. I think it was before Washington, to tell you the truth. And Manhattan Motor Cars in New York. ManhattanMotorCars.com. They have the Porsches, Bentleys, Rolls-Royce, Lamborghinis, Lotus. They've got so many fly cars. They had a fly party for the NBA. I met a cool girl there from the Nets. I'm going to have her on the show one of these days. But my dear friend, my fashion consultant, Stacy. Sam, if you can get Stacy on the line, we're going to talk about what we did and what we kikied at the little Miller. It's not Miller Motor Cars. They're in Greenwich, Connecticut, but at Manhattan Motor Cars. So we're going to get Stacy on the line. You guys know her at StacyAngela.com. That's my girl.
Hello. And
what's going on, Stacy?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, my God. I played tennis. I played so much tennis today that my ass is so tired. But nonetheless, I'm here and live on To The Max, and you're with me on LA Talk Radio. What's going on, Stacy?
Oh, everything is going on. It's such a wonderful summer, and July is going to be a hot one for everybody.
It is. Speaking of hot.
It's coming up. It's hot right now, right?
You got your fashion week, and I know you've got your show coming up in Miami, right?
Yeah, we're actually shooting and showcasing live and in person. Locations definitely to be announced, July 17th through the 23rd.
Okay, we're not sure on the date yet. I'm going to have you on the show, so it's not even an issue. But okay. we're gonna promote because that's what we do it here to the max. So
absolutely,
Stacy,
absolutely.
All right, before we jump into our conversation, fashion trend of the week.
Fashion trend of the week are shorts. Cute boy shorts and denim. Denim all the way. You can rock those with your stilettos, with your flat, cute, adorable, bright neon colored little shoes. For the season.
Really adorable. Well, I was telling everyone that you and I went to an event at Manhattan Motor Cars in New York City where we saw Melky John was there, Aaron Ralph was there, Apple was there. We had a good old-fashioned time.
Absolutely. Melky, it's like they haven't seen each other so long, but that was hot.
Not. You look fly, girl.
Thank you. And you look sexy as usual.
Thank you. You had your earrings on, too, that you can find at StacyAngela.com, your crocheted earrings. I noticed
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And your boyfriend was there, who I met for the first time.
Yes, he
How
was
How much
there.
Fun. Well, listen, yes, you had a little bit of gossip for me, I heard. And I said, you know what, Stacy, leave it for the show. So what's the gossip, girl?
Okay, well, we've got a couple of things going on. Of course, we know there were so many beautiful people at that event on Wednesday. I think that was the 25th. At Manhattan Motor Cars, but the gossip I have, well, not really gossiping like that bad kind of way, but...
No, we give good stuff on this show.
We give good energy on this show.
That's right.
Our homegirl from Jeanne, Renee Newville, she is one of the dopest artists and one of the most amazing Jamaican women you've ever come across. And everybody remembers, hey, Mr. DJ, well, guess what? She is about to come out with this new hot track called Watching Me. The video is about to be on and popping shortly, directed by Tracy Moore Malibu.
Can we get her on the show? I want her on the show.
All right, I'll get her on the show.
We're going to figure it out. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, you know, wait, the song was what? How did the song go? Hey, Mr. DJ. I don't remember.
DJ, you can get it started. That's
all right. When is your album coming out?
Shoot. Hey.
So I got to tell you a funny story, actually. We were at the Manhattan Motor Cars, okay? And a while ago, this happened to me, so I was pissed off. I was at the Porsche dealership in Greenwich, Connecticut, and a very prominent daytime actress, I'm not going to say her name, but she couldn't win an Emmy for 15 years. So you know what I'm talking about. She put her Hermes bag with the little studs on the hood of my Bentley. And I was about to drop her. And I was like, you know what? I knew her because a friend of mine acted with her together. So I couldn't go up to her and be like, get your bag off my car, bitch. But I was so upset. And then, you know, my sister handled it for me. But you know what I did at this Manhattan Motor Cars? Some girl had her bag on the hood of a brand new Porsche in the showroom with studs all over it. So you know what Grace Max did, Stacey?
What did you do, Max?
I walked up to her and I said, hi, I actually work here at Manhattan Motor Cars, which I don't. But I said, I work here, and would you please take your bag and your notes off of the car? And she's like, why? I'm like, you have studs on your bag that scratch the car. And she's so I was like, please take them off the car. And, you know, if you need a desk, I'll be happy to get you one. She was so mad that I asked her to move her bag.
it's what I guess you would call the lack of value for precious things.
Well, and that's why she'll probably never have one. But anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
My thing is just respect. All you need, respect is such a main thing. And it goes from everything, you know, to everything from life. But I want some tea real quick because I'm going to have to move on because I got so much to tell people tonight on To The Max and LA Talk.
Yes, absolutely.
So tell me.
I definitely wanted to just holler at everybody and let them know to check out www.myspace.com/Renee Music. That's www.myspace.com/Renee Music. And that's where you will find nice little goodies from Renee Music.
All right. You know what? That's going to be posted on my website too, maxtucci.com. So you can all check that out there. And we're going to get Renee on the show. So, Stacey, I want you to work that out for me. Stacey, predict for my guest next week. What's going to be the fashion trend for this coming week? Besides boy shorts. Boy shorts was last week. What's this week?
All right. This week, I definitely the neon for me. If you check out, I don't know if anybody watched the BET Awards and the red carpet, Rihanna hit every single trend right on point. She had the maxi skirt. She had the neon yellow and the yellow for the season.
Rock roll.
So if you're hitting all of those colors, you're perfection. You're perfection for the week.
All right.
For this week. Well, Stacey, just for this week, though, guys.
Listen, Stacey, pray for a friend of mine named Catherine. She's under the weather.
Definitely.
She used to work at Ford Modeling Agency down on Green Street when they were there. Give her, you know, give her some energy. All my listeners tonight, that's what I'm asking to do. Give Catherine some good energy. So she
definitely
needs to get healed. But I love you, Stacey. Okay. Thank you so much for being on my show tonight. And we're going to get you on again. I have Renee on, so rock and roll to Renee. God bless you.
And God bless you, too.
According to Stacey, the fashion trend for this week, neon. Get yourself some neon. All right, Stacey, have a great night. I'm going to talk to you soon.
Take care. God bless.
Good night. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, everyone. I was walking down the street the other day. If you want to call in, I'm here. 818-602-4498. I'm actually sitting in my underwear and a hooded top with my favorite sweatshirt, my favorite hoodie top from To Be Free. I'm going to read the label to see if they have a website on it. And I will get it for you. It's probably tobefree.com, but it'll be on my website from tonight's show. I was walking down the street in New York on 8th Avenue. And there's a soap store. I smelled this scent. I was like, oh my God, New York doesn't smell this good. Soapology was what it was. So check them out. Soapologynyc.com on 678th Avenue in New York City. My, oh my, the flavors, the aroma. The store was closed. I had to knock on the door and be like, excuse me. I really need to come inside and see what you're all about. And they let me in. I was like, I'm going to talk about you on my radio show To The Max on LA Talk Radio. So they opened the door and I love the smells. Ooh, I can't wait to go buy some stuff there. If you are in Italy and you need a place to stay, or anywhere in the world for that matter, if you want a villa, if you want a yacht, check out luxuryretreats.com and rent yourself a villa. They've got the most fly featured villa of the week in Maui this week. They've got villas in Turks and Caicos in Florence, Italy. They've got them all over the place. Check them out, luxuryretreats.com. Rent yourself a villa this summer and enjoy it, because no matter where you're going to be, it's going to be hot, and so are you, because you're going to wear neon. Also, italybyvespa.com. They sent me an email. They're like, would you please? They were like promoting their website. They've got, introducing now, Italy by Ferrari, okay? So you can rent a Ferrari and travel through Italy, and you can end up in your private villa thanks to luxuryretreats.com. And go to italybyvespa.com and check out how you can find a Ferrari to drive through Italy. How much fun is that going to be? I'm actually going to do it. Why not? It's going to be a fun time. So, speaking of Italy, ciao Lucy, ciao la Minerva, bacioni. They're good friends of mine in Firenze, my Lucy Lucy. She's actually one of my property managers over there. I love her. She's the best thing. Ciao Lucy, un bacione. Grazie per tutti, eh? Okay, so if you want to call me, 818-602-4498 is the number here at latalkradio.com. Speaking of LA Talk Radio, guys, check out our site, okay? Because we've got some fly, and also sexy hosts, okay? On latalkradio.com, if you go on, there's going to be a contest coming up where you could win the Phoenix Wi-Fi radio giveaway. And you know what? You can listen to LA Talk Radio without a computer. So stay tuned to our website to find out more details about the Phoenix Wi-Fi radio. Now, I went to Candlewood Lake this weekend. I was with my friends Scott, Evan, Michelle, Jen, and Michael. Check out CandlewoodLake.com, one of the most beautiful lakes in Connecticut. I'm going to say northern Connecticut. It's about an hour out of the city. Beautiful lake. You could rent boats up there. You could rent houses up there. Candlewood Lake. If I'm not in Spring Lake, I'm in Candlewood Lake. So went to a fun restaurant, Down the Hatch Restaurant. Check them out at downthehatch.com, downthehatchrestaurant.com. My God, fried food up the wing wang, so good. Dock your boat, get your munch on, eat away, have a fun time. All right, so anyway, what am I going to tell you guys next? Oh, I know what I'm going to tell you. Saturday, July 5th, okay, is the Polo Black Cup. Check out polobackcup.com. It's actually in France. So if you're in France for the 5th of July, go to the polo match. They're a lot of fun. I know I sound so tired right now and so like, they're a lot of fun. But believe me, inside I'm screaming out. Go to the polo match. Also, if you're in Bath, go to, in the UK, there's the Taste of Bath Festival. That's going to be a fun event. And the Taste of Bath Festival, I'll tell you a little bit about it. The Taste of Bath Festival debuted last year to rave reviews. This year, Taste of Bath will feature the Taste Kitchen, where your favorite chefs will host demonstrations and tasting. The festival begins July 3rd and continues through July 6th. That is the Taste of Bath Festival. So check them out, too, if you're in Bath and you have nothing to do. So a friend of mine, Chelsea, has her show, TeenTalkLive.net. I always say, while the adults are listening to my show, which is getting less R-rated, the kids can always go listen to TeenTalkLive.net with their host, Chelsea. And let's see. When I was in Tennessee, I met a cool guy named Benny. And Benny was like, oh, I hear you have a radio show. I was like, I sure do. And he gave me this thing called Radius, the atomic bass, maximum comfort. These are earplugs. Check out RadiusProducts.com. I promise you, they are the best earplugs. Forget all the ones that, you know, all the major brands sell with their products. These are the bomb diggity. They will stay in here, and they're guaranteed, I think they're guaranteed, never to fall out. I blast them in my ear. The sound is so crystal clear. They're greater sound than some of the top products out there. And I think they cost like, I don't know. I'm going to say $30, but I'm going to have Benny on the show one day because he actually brought them here. So we're going to really check those, hear the real story from the mouth that brought them here. Now, oh my God, so much happened. I'm like all over the place. You know who I got to thank is T-Mobile, because T-Mobile keeps me connected with all my friends. And T-Mobile, thank you so much. That's all I got to say. My sidekick with T-Mobile. All right. Scott, is his name. He's a chef. Scott Conant returns with Scarpetta Restaurant, which is a fun, delicious, delicious, delicious restaurant in New York City. I went with Marissa May, and I went with some friends of hers after our little Fair Fun event I told you all about that was at the Soho House. It was a great event, and it was really, wow, what an event. I'm going to have the author come on the show because who wrote this book? My God, my God. Anyway, we went to Scarpetta afterwards. We were starving, everybody. Scarpetta was delicious. They're on 355 West 14th Street between 8th and 9th Avenue. You can reserve online. It's at yalopentable.com. Scarpetta, amazing, 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 amazing. Thank you so much, Scott. Scott used to work with Marissa May and Tony May, and he really established a fantastic, fun, amazing, amazing restaurant. Let's see. You know what? A friend of mine is having a fantastic event if you guys are in Florida. He's opening up, as I flip my sidekick right now to read the email. His name is, he's amazing, by the way, you guys. His name is Dr. Rodney. He has a fantastic new stress buster, I guess, seminar that he does. MindBodyBasics.com with Dr. Rodney. Amazing guy. He's having an event this week in Florida. And his address is 500 Northeast Spanish River Boulevard. I'm going to have him on my show too. I can have so many people on my show. But check him out, mindbodybasics.com. Now, Sam, can we please get Nikki Bloom on the line? Because I know that we've got a lot to talk about with Miss Nikki Bloom. So we'll get her on the line. And while we get her on the line, who else do I want to plug? I love to tell everyone what's going on with the restaurants and places to go, things to wear, watches to wear, pens to use, cars to drive, to the max, latalkradio.com. is in the house. I'm getting a little tired and crazy. By the way, I'm drinking Polar Seltzer water. It's so amazing. Sodium free. So good. One of my favorite drinks, Polar Seltzer. Speaking of favorite things, what a good segue. Go Max. Pat him on the shoulder. Go to thedifferentcompany.com. They make the most amazing fragrances in the world. My scent is Rose Poix Black Pepper with rose water. It is so good. Oof. Different Company. Thank you guys for creating such a fantastic scent for me. All right, we're going to get Nikki Bloom on the line right now. And Nikki and I, we got so much to talk about. And I'm going to give you guys Nikki Bloom. She's going to pick up the phone eventually. Let it ring. But we got a lot to talk about. Nikki Bloom and I. Here we go. You guys hear that I'm a little tired tonight? Because I feel like I am. But it's all good. All good. I'm here. And as I'm here, so is my dear, dear sidekick, Nikki Bloom. What's going on, Nikki Bloom?
Hello, folks. How is everyone?
Everyone is good. I'm the one that sounds a little tired. Shoot. But
yeah, I understand. I'm tired, Nikki, too.
Give me one second, because I got a call coming in. So let me take my caller, and Sam, put them on the line. I got a caller. How cool? I got a caller. All right, we'll take my caller. Hello, caller. This is Max, and you're on To The Max. Who's this?
It's Chelsea.
Chelsea, what's going on, Chelsea? You're live on the
show. How are you?
Good. Now, Chelsea, everyone, has Teen Talk Live, and that's teentalklive.net, so check her out. What's going on, Chelsea?
Nothing. I heard you mention my name before, so I decided to call in and say hello.
Well, thank you for listening to The Max as I listen to Teen Talk Live. Chelsea, it's your grandparents' 50th anniversary.
It is. So it was really cute tonight. We all went to dinner.
Fantastic. Well, what's going on? Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I'm heading to New York soon. July 1st, I'll be in the city, and I will actually be broadcasting Teen Talk Live from the city.
Oh, how much fun.
It's pretty cool. I'm getting out of the local Florida area, moving into another fabulous city, being New York.
And you're going to be next to me.
Say that again?
You're going to be next to me in New York, so we're going to hang out.
Thank gosh.
Absolutely.
It's been way too long.
It has been. Well, listen, everyone, Chelsea's got a great show, teentalklive.net. You have your show every Tuesday, right?
Every Tuesday, 7 to 8.
And you're going to be broadcasting out of New York. I broadcast wherever I am. So I'm on latalkradio.com. Chelsea's on teentalklive.net. And guys, I always tell my parents, grab your kids, put them in a room, and go to Chelsea's archives, because you can go to my archives on latalkradio.com, and you could hear us whenever you want. So,
yes.
Chelsea, we're going to have a fun time. Thank you for calling and plugging your show. I think it's great that
no
you did
problem.
That.
And can't wait to see you, Max.
And I can't wait to see you. Say hi to your mom. And I'm going to continue my show because I got Nikki Bloom and we got to talk about some politics. So.
All right. Well, listen, hi, Nikki Bloom. Listen. And
and I'll talk to you later. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Say hi to your mom.
Bye.
For me. Okay, bye.
Okay,
all right,
ciao.
Nikki, move along. Here we go, Nick. We got to talk about a lot of shit. Oh, real quick before I talk about that, my dear friend Emily Proctor, you know her, Nikki Bloom, she's on CSL Miami, check out NBC.com, gave me a book, Me Talk Pretty One Day, David Sedaris, amazing book. Anyway, got to plug that. So Nikki, what's on your mind? We got like a half an hour, Nikki Bloom, to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Lots to talk about. The latest is, did you hear about this top model from Kazakhstan? I think the same place that Lauren from?
Did she jump out of the window or did she get pushed?
Oh, God, they're saying that it was a suicide. I don't know. I think maybe if they find out if there were drugs in her body, I'll have to think it was a suicide. Otherwise, you know, it could be foul play, and they just don't know because it just happened yesterday. But strange, and an up-and-coming 20-year-old model, young, maybe 19 years old, with everything to live for on the
Nikki,
covers of...
Yeah, 17 years old, because, you know, they all lie about their age these days.
That could be very, very true.
And
I guess the fact
is, you know what? This is CSI to the max. I think some guy did her shape, found out she was 17, thought he was going to go down, and pushed her out. You never know.
You never know. Could be. I guess we'll find out.
Wasn't that a good little theory, though? Shit, I'm good. But
Theory.
All right, we're going to get that whole story. Next time I have you on the show, we're going to talk about what really happened. But, Nikki, let's just talk about, you know, I was in Washington. I told everyone, Washington's an amazing city. So I told everyone, go to Washington. D.C., check it out. Speaking of, Hillary Clinton was in the morning in Washington, D.C., and ended up going to New Hampshire that afternoon to campaign with Barack Obama. Nikki, let's talk about it.
Yeah, well, I heard that he is interested in her because of her, quote-unquote, 18 million votes that she received. So if he can get her 18 million votes, I guess they think every vote counts and will add up and be in his favor. So I know that's what's happening with that right now. He's looking for all of her votes.
Well, do you think that people are going to give them to him because of her?
I have a lot of friends that were voting for Hillary that said they will not vote for Obama, and actually they just said they're not going to vote. One said they're going to vote for McCain, but the rest said they will not be voting.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting finding out what's going to happen. But, you know, this is my thing. You know what? It's like I understand that parties come together and they want to structure themselves and double force. You know, we got the ex-president candidate, Hillary Clinton. She's no longer the president candidate, so we can call her the ex. We got her on our side. We got her people's money. She's in debt. So, I mean, I don't know why she's giving the money to Barack Obama when she should be getting money for herself to get her ass out of debt that she created.
She is. In her last public speech when she was stepping down, she asked for people to go to her website and donate money.
Now, listen, they made, what, $31 million last year between her and Bill? Give me a fucking break. Do your thing. Go out there. Get your own money. Stop begging people. You're the one that wanted to run for president. You know what? Get a mortgage on your house and pay yourself back. Stop it.
They're worth over $100 million.
Stop it, okay? What debt is she in?
There's no debt there.
You know what she's in debt from? Getting too much cosmetic surgery with all that Botox in her head. That's what she's got to pay for, not her campaign. Please.
She could do the Botox ads. She should do the cosmetic surgery ads.
See her on TV doing that? I used to look like this when I was running for president. Then I became a man. No.
Well, Bob Dole, who was running. He did Viagra.
Speaking of Viagra, I want to get Michael Antonori on the line. Sam, can you get Michael on the line? We're going to have Nikki and Michael on the line together. You guys, tonight my show, I'm doing it. It's like I'm in my underwear, in my hooded top. I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like having any celebrity on tonight because I just want to talk to my friends. So, Sam, can you get Mike on the phone so we can get Nikki and Mike together? Nikki, I'm just like beat today. Shit, are you tired?
I am. I am exhausted. A couple of late nights out. Oh, I am. I'm beat. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I was playing tennis with Michael earlier, so hold on. The phone's going to ring. Sorry, everyone, for the ring. I just like have no enthusiasm tonight. Oh, my God. Hello, Dolores. Hello. Your turtle is dead. Michael Antonori, are you on the phone?
How you doing?
What's going on, Michael? I got Michael on the line. I got Nikki on the line. I got everybody listening to the Max on LA Talk Radio. Michael, I know there's a lot of things you want to discuss, and I know that we're going to have a good forum. We got about 20-something minutes to have a good conversation between the three of us. This is like Hot Topics, rock and roll on To The Max. All right, Michael, what's going on today?
You know what I was just thinking about? The Will Smith Scientology thing. What's going on with that?
Well, Nikki, what do you think about Will Smith being a Scientologist?
Oh, God, what else is new? Well, you know, they're very good friends with the Cruises, Tom Cruise. They're always seen with them. And then the Beckhams, I think the Beckham, Victoria, and David are next on the list for Scientology, even though they deny it.
Well, you know what I know about Scientology is there's a lot of tax write-offs. And the more these people make, the more they get to write off. Also, you know, I heard, rumor has it that Scientology, now if I'm wrong, someone call me 818-602-4498, enlighten my friends tonight, but I heard that Scientology, like once you're married, you get to be like, you get to have sex with anybody, man, woman, whatever you want, man or woman, not like dogs and shit like that.
But even
like
aliens.
With a man or a woman or aliens, whatever, but you can be married, but you cannot do that fornication and that adultery unless you're married. Once you're married, it's like an open door. Nikki, Michael, do any of you know? Yeah, we're going to figure that out. But Michael, speaking of people getting married, I know that there was a big thing, you guys, Nikki and Michael. On June 17th, the first day, same-sex couples could legally marry in California. Hundreds headed to City Hall. They all headed there to celebrate love and make history. Do you think, like, remember when Rosie O'Donnell got married and then, like, it was annulled? Is this going to, like, be legitimate? What do you guys think? Nikki, tell me first.
Well, I think, no, you know what, I don't think it's going to be annulled. I think this is actually it, and California is opening a lot of doors. I think Vermont and Massachusetts had legal marriage before California, and I think they're going to target New York next. I don't think it's going to happen, but maybe around the corner, but it's going to be a tough fight to get it legalized in New York, and I know a lot of New Yorkers are going west to California.
Michael, what do you think?
I got to agree with Nikki. I like to argue with her, but yeah, I don't see them to annul any of this. I see it eventually getting approved everywhere. I over time, it'll be approved everywhere. That's my opinion. Am I against it? Yeah, but that's just my opinion.
Well, listen, my opinion is this. I want to be the fucking party planner for these people because you know what? When two gay men are getting married, that's a lot of money involved, especially if they're going to be in New York. So I'm going to start the gay wedding planner.
Do they get tax write-offs for that?
You know what? They should just get one because you know what? At this point in life, it's like just they should get a tax write-off for being gay.
You know what? You know, Bob, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I think to each his own, whatever anybody likes, it's their choice, good for them. But what bothers me a little bit is why, you know, because they say, well, we're people too, we want to get married. Why, you know, I'm a person, I want four husbands. Why can't I legally have four husbands? Why can't
well,
you
listen,
legally have
you
four
can.
Guys?
You can be a polygamous
not legally.
Wife. You can be a
but
polygamous
But not, it's illegal.
Wife. Oh,
but that is illegal.
Nikki, listen, this is what I say. Why do you want to be a wife to four husbands when you can have someone else's husband? You can have four someone else's husbands.
No, but here's
the probably
my other
four
issue.
Husbands.
Here's
what, Michael?
No, this is my other issue. You know, I live in the West Village, so obviously I can't be anti-gay because I wouldn't live in the West Village of New York. Obviously, a lot of my friends are gay. Here's my issue. If this all gets approved, and everybody's gay marriage, and this is all, now we're all equal, and everybody's accepted, then you know what? I'm out of the city right now because Gay Pride Weekend's going on, and in my opinion, you know what? I don't care if you're gay. I got tons of gay friends. I don't want you screaming it down the streets, you know, flags everywhere, out of control. At some point, I'm like, all right, you just got to stop this nonsense. Like, give me a break.
Right, be a person first.
Hold on. When is straight day?
Exactly. Exactly. Where's my straight flag?
Wait,
hey, I'm gonna make a straight flag. It's gonna have a fish. It's gonna have a fishing pole and a bowling ball and a beer bottle.
All right, you sound like. I mean, now Micah's gonna do a redneck flag. I thought you were gonna say I have a fish and a banana.
How many gay fishermen do you know of? When was the last time you said your gay friend? Let's go fishing. They don't go fishing.
Well,
hunting.
Listen, all right. What this is turning into now is exactly what the problem is that the focus is now getting off of the wedding and the pride. So let's get back to Gay Pride, which is today. If you're in New York and you're celebrating Gay Pride, happy Gay Pride Day to you today, everybody. Do your thing, because you're probably not listening to my show because you're waving your banner and wearing and walking around New York and having fun. So congratulations to you. But Michael, I kind of have to agree with you. You know, we need our little – we need our – all I say is this. If you guys want to celebrate –
I think – no, you know what? I don't think anybody should have a day. If we're all going to be
– I agree. We're all people. That's right.
Right, but then we have we have Puerto Rican Day Parade. We have the Italian Parade.
Out of control.
Okay, but these are heritages, so it's a little bit different.
The heritage I'm cool with, actually. You know what? I take that back. Those I'm cool with. The sexuality thing, I'm not.
All right. Well, you're entitled to your opinion. I always tell everyone.
They had, over the years, they had where gay people and gay groups wanted to march in, like, the St. Paddy's Day Parade, and instead of just marching in the parade because they're Irish, they wanted to march as the gay sect of the Irish population, but, you know, the heterosexuals weren't marching for the heterosexual sect.
I got news for you. Every priest that was probably marching in that parade was gay anyway. They just can't wave their banner. They have rainbow boxers on.
Out of control.
But you know what? In all sincerity, you know what? If someone loves another person, rock and roll, do your thing, make love not war, fuck them all and marry none. I mean, June at the barn. What does she always say, Michael? Fuck them all and marry none.
Well, she
says
a lot of things. I don't want to get kicked off your show that quick, but she definitely says that one. We'll stick to that.
Yeah, but you know what? I say if two people find each other and love each other, God bless you, because I know that I am at home right now, sitting in my underwear, talking on a radio show because I don't have a girlfriend. And Nikki is sitting in the room right now, in the other room, in her little sweat outfit because I don't think she has a boyfriend. And Michael Antonori is sitting in my movie theater right now because I don't think he has a girlfriend. So, but I don't know what to tell y'all. But Nikki, I do want to be the wedding planner for gay weddings because I think there's a lot of money in that. So,
I agree. That sounds absolutely wonderful idea.
On that note, Michael, are you still on the line? I don't know if we lost you or not.
I'm still here, but it's beeping at me, so I'm going to lose you here soon.
Oh, no, you're not. Oh, the battery is dying. Oh, I can't even charge a fucking phone, let alone.
I know, dude. Why don't you get your act together?
I know. You know what I want to talk to you guys about? Let's see. What is there to talk about? You know what I'm going to do? This is the first time I'm doing this. Max is unprepared and not ashamed to tell you. New York Post, I'm going to go right on their website right now, and I'm going to pull up a story. So let's see. Breaking news and headlines. You know what I really love about the New York Post, Nikki? I think it's one of your favorite things, too.
It is.
You know those stories?
They're real about it.
Yeah.
They're real.
You know the stories that they do? It's like weird but true?
Yes.
Those are some of my favorite stories. But before we get into the weird but true, Michael, I know that you were reading today about Heather Locklear being depressed and coming out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now,
she looked hot on that front picture, but then I started flipping through and there's some issues there.
Well, this is what my...
She did. Nikki. She looked great. Nikki, you saw that episode. Oh, my God.
I agree.
She looked hot. Then I started flipping in. I'm like, okay, yeah, she's depressed.
Yeah, right. I don't know what happened to her.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. This is my theory. She doesn't have a job. Did you guys know that she was on Dynasty? It blew my mind when
Her on Dynasty. I used to watch her on Dynasty. She was great.
Speaking about Pride, I know about Dynasty. Come on, no. But she was on Dynasty, and let me tell you guys something. She probably doesn't have a job, so what's going to happen? She's going to come out with this great story. It was like, you know, Christy Turlington. She would never be on Jenny Craig. The other, Christy Alley. She blew up to be on oh my Jesus Christ. I am so tired tonight. What was she on?
Get your act together.
Jenny Craig. She went on Jenny Craig, lost all the weight. She's a fat cow again. And then she's going to go on Jenny Craig again. I think that these people, these celebrities, get away with this bullshit of saying, I'm getting fat, I'm depressed. Now, if you're depressed and you were clinically proven that you were depressed, there's a difference, you know, with self-medicating yourself and self-diagnosis, saying, I'm depressed, cry me a river because I don't have a job, and then I'm going to do all the Paxil commercials, there's a problem. But if she's sincere...
Nobody tells them no.
Right, exactly. But if she's really, and doctors have clinically proven it, I don't know because I haven't read the story, Has she been clinically proven depressed?
Even if the one doctor doesn't say no, that she isn't, she's going to find another one to say it.
All right. Well, listen, if she can get a job out of this and if she can start doing campaigns, do your thing. All right. Now, you know what else there's to talk about? Let's see.
Let's talk about Christie Brinkley.
Yeah. Oh, hello. Let's talk about. Wait, Christie Brinkley. She's in the courtroom, man. What's going on, Nikki? Tell us.
Oh, Christie Brinkley. I like to, on behalf of women, I'd like to say she's a very strong woman. She's not tolerating any of her husbands that cheated on her. She dumped them immediately. And people say, well, she shouldn't be, she wants an open courtroom. And there's a lot of controversy over that. People are saying, you know, if she's a good mother, that she shouldn't, you know, let her kids be brought into this. But I think that, you know what, her kids are old enough to know, and I think that children should know what their parents are really like, and if they have a shitty father that, you know, walked all over the mother, why not let them know so they know not to have someone treat them like that in the future? So I say, go Christie, more powerful women.
All right, speaking of powerful women, Nikki, you're a pretty powerful woman, girl. Now, let's talk about something. What if you found out that your man cheated on you, Nikki Bloom? What would you do?
Oh, wow. You mean before or after castrating him?
Michael, what do you have to say about that?
I think that's a short-term victory, Nikki, because eventually you're going to want that again, and, you know, it's just going to be laying in a dumpster somewhere.
Someone else is not his. His is
true.
In someone else.
That's true. Well, at least mount it on your wall, have it taxidermied or something. I don't know about bringing the kids into that. You know what? Because I think they're still innocent bystanders at some point. Good for her. She still looks hot on those. What's that exercise machine she's on there with Chuck Norris with?
Oh, Chuck Norris. Yeah, whatever it is.
What's that exercise machine? She looks good.
What is
that? Christie Brinkley or Suzanne Somers?
No,
it's Christie Brinkley. That's the same one that was in National Lampoon's, always driving around that Ferrari.
What is it for? I know what it's for. It's the Total Gym thing.
Exactly. She looks good.
Yeah, Total Gym. Total Gym. Her. Everyone, go to Total. All right, go to TotalGymDirect.com where you can see Christie Brinkley and Chuck Norris. Now, imagine, why have those two not had sex? I mean, where's the baby of Chuck Norris?
I gotta look that up.
Chuck Norris, no.
Don't pick on him. He's a Republican. I like Chuck Norris for that.
Is he a Republican?
He is absolutely Republican. Kid Rock, another talented person's a Republican, yes. Bruce Willis is Republican.
Wow. Well, look at Little Misinformity. Hey, Nikki, when is Election Day?
November 4th, everybody.
It's November 4th, everybody. Listen, I'm going to encourage everyone, if you're out there listening to The Max on LA Talk Radio and you feel so inclined to call in, give us a call, 818-602-4498. You can speak to Nikki, you can speak to Michael, you can speak to me, you could even speak to yourself. I mean, at this point, I'm so tired, I wish you would call in just to speak for me. But
it would be like people watching, only on the radio.
On the radio. You know what? I'm just going to dedicate a show one night to letting all different people call in, and I'll give them 5 minutes each. No, I'll give them 3 minutes each. 3 minutes to talk about whatever they want and just go from caller to caller, 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 caller. So, caller.
Oh, wait. I have something to talk about.
Let's talk about it.
Madonna and her husband are going to be getting a divorce with no prenup.
Well, let's discuss this, okay? Because when I heard the breaking news, I was in Washington, D.C., and I heard there's no prenup, and I heard that Madonna said she's worth $600 million. I think she's really worth, probably that's in pounds, so let's figure $1.2 billion in reality. The woman's worth a lot more than what she says. What's going to happen, Nikki Bloom?
Ooh, well, you know, after the Heather Mills thing, she wasn't married, could have been not more than a couple of years, had a baby with him, defended herself in court, and walked away with $50 million of money that he had earned before they were married. So I think Madonna has about 10 years of marriage, and I know she has one kid with him and one adopted kid with him. So Guy Ritchie is going to be walking away, let's say Richard?
How much is he worth to begin with?
He was worth a lot. You know, he had all of his movies. I love Snatch. That was a fly movie, Michael.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
not struggling by any means.
No, but the point is this. I heard that Madonna got the attorneys from Paul. Is that true, Nikki?
Got the attorney from what?
I heard that she got Paul's attorneys from the whole big, you know, the whole big divorce.
She got one of the top attorney, Shackleton, who is one of the biggest divorce attorneys for celebrities.
Do you know any of the celebrities he repped?
God, you know, it's flipping my mind because there was just one really big one, and it's totally slipping my mind.
Michael, speaking of slipping, I'm going to slip into the next segment. What about
Paul McCartney? Paul McCartney.
Nick, I just said Paul's attorneys. I'm on first name basis with these people. But,
it's late, I'm tired.
Michael, did you see the movie Snatch?
Are you kidding me? I own that movie.
I was just asking.
And Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Did you see that one?
Of course.
Yeah. Love that.
I never saw it. I only know what the word snatch means, but I never saw
it. Speaking of, Nikki, thank you for the segue.
Nikki, have you ever been insulted with that word?
I don't get insulted with any of those words. The C word,
Michael got an email today. This is the perfect little segue. Michael got an email today with like 5,000 words for the vagina.
You got to send that email to me.
Oh, Michael. Nikki, you're going to love it. I couldn't get halfway through it. I fell out of my
chair. This show tonight has just gone right down the fucking toilet. So let's just go.
Yeah, you know what? It's real. That's what we always talk about anyway. So you know what? Michael. Now they know who you really are.
Well, let's talk about some. Do you remember some of the words, some of the names?
Oh no! I mean, yeah, moss covered hatchet wound. That was one of them. Mud flaps, penis flaps. Oh, I can't remember.
To all of my advertisers tonight, I promise in the future that I will not be having these discussions on To the Max Talk Radio. But what happens, summer's here, it's hot outside, and I really just was, I'm going to be honest, so lazy to book anybody on the show tonight. So this is what it comes down to.
Nikki, we're junior varsity, we're B-Squad.
Wait a minute. You know, your political consultant here is getting insulted.
No, I don't mean to insult you by any mean, even though you probably insult about 90% of my listeners. I love you, and that's why I have you guys on the show. But, you know, to the maximum, I'm going to do this from time to time, just surprise people. It's talk radio. Let's talk and keep it real. But speaking of, Michael and I went to dinner the other night at Bella Blue, which is on 967 Lexington Avenue. Michael, how amazing. You guys, check out their website, baraonday.com. Bella Blue, on 71st Street and Lexington Avenue. Michael, let's discuss the food. Nikki, you've been there too, so let me get Michael's take first.
I had a lot of vodka at that point, but I think I was starting to sober up. That food was amazing. So good. I kept looking over. I'm like, am I drunk? Am I hungry? Or is it just that good? But it was just that good.
My favorite is the lobster.
The service is amazing, too.
The nicest guys. They kept the kitchen open for me. I've been going there for years. They own like 4 or 5 new restaurants. We were talking about the new San Domenico SD26. I'm not revealing the location, even though probably the whole world knows until Marissa comes on the show. But lobster pasta, amazing. Michael, you had the breaded veal, didn't you?
I had veal with the prosciutto on top. Ooh, and so good. I can't remember the vegetable. I think I had broccoli.
Or spinach. Whatever it was, it was delicious.
You know what? I can't remember. The only thing was my mistake was the grappa to end off the night.
Oof. But, Nikki, I've taken you to Bella Blue. How good is it?
Actually, I've been to Bella Blue. They're around a long time. I must have been there about 20 years ago while my summer up from college. So I think that restaurant's there, I don't know how long, but it's definitely there over 20 years. So for a restaurant to be in the city for over 20 years, it's doing something right.
Speaking of a restaurant being in New York for 20 years, we all know San Domenico was there for 20 years. You guys were all at the closing party. Let's discuss how shitty landlords are now raising people's rents. That's a big discussion. Huge topic. Let's kind of talk about it. Nikki, what do you think?
Well, actually, where was the... I was reading today in New York Post. They put out the magazine each week, and they interviewed one of the guys from the Beastie Boys or some musician. And he said that if there was one thing he would change about New York, he would change the prices for leases, for rentals, for people, because a lot of mom-and-pop shops are going out, and he said, you know, a lot of parts of the city are losing their neighborhood feel because all the big chains have taken over.
Well, you know what?
More corporate, yeah.
Nikki, Michael, I mean, one of Michael and I, we go play pool once in a while. He has a good friend. What's her name? At the Hog Pit. What's the girl's name?
May.
She's the bartender. Yep. Awesome girl. We go play foosball. We go play pool. They're closing, and Ralph Lauren's store is moving in.
It's a great dive bar. You can go in. Well, the only place is a meatpacking. You can go in t-shirt flip-flops with your hat on and be completely accepted, and it was a great bar. It is a great bar, and you're right. We go play pool. We hang out. We drink some beers, and they're tearing it down to put in a clothing store. It's a real shame because the rent, they're tripling the rent or something like that?
Tripling, yeah. And listen, they've been there a long time. They're a staple of New York. And, you know, they're closing in January, everyone. Support the Hog Pit. They're down in the Meatpacking District, right across the street from the Ganza Board Hotel. The doormen there are the nicest guys. Just have a valid ID. Go inside and enjoy it while it lasts. I mean, it's really sad that all these funky places are closing because of people's greed. It's ridiculous.
Which one is that? What's the name of the one? What's the name of it?
Mickey, it's called the Hog Pit. It's down on, right? It's like a little corner dive.
I know the Hog Pit. It's like a Hogs and Heifers and a Red Rock. Yeah, I know Hog Pit. Wow, that's terrible. I was not aware that it was closed.
Ganzevoort and Greenwich? Is that the cross streets?
You know what?
I was Thursday at the Ganzevoort. I walked right by Hog Pit, of course.
Yeah.
Hog Pit, everyone, is 22 9th Avenue. Go check them out. It's sad that they're closing. May, do your thing. We love you, Michael. We were always talking about how great you are.
Oh.
But she'll
Every
be fine.
Every time I walk in there, she's like, you want a shot? I'm like, I'm just coming to say hi. She's like, okay, yeah. Here's a shot.
No, it's a great, listen, it's a great, great place. And it's sad. I mean, look what happened to San Domenico. 20 years. They released one from like, I think, $200K a year to like $1 million a year. People, stop getting greedy. This is exactly why, you know, gas prices are going up. This is why all this shit is happening. Let's get real for a minute. I mean, there was that song. Do you guys remember that song by Baz Luhrmann? It was like, Wear Sunscreen or something.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that song?
That was a crazy song.
And I remember, I think it came out like 10 years ago, and it was like, you know, politicians will flaunt, you know, gas prices will go up, you two will get old, and when you do, whatever, whatever. And I was like, oh, gas prices aren't going up, and whatever, whatever. And it's like, oh, shit, everything, that song was like, it was like, you know, the foretelling of the future.
He's a prophet. He's a prophet. Yeah. I'm interested to see what goes in there, though. I really am. I want to see who's going to pull off.
Oh, at the old San Domenico location? Yeah.
No,
well, listen.
Yeah, well, yeah, the old. Yeah, I want to see where the old one. I want to see what goes in there. Is that I'm going to be able to make, you know, $1 million+ profit and be able to turn this thing?
Well, I know if I put one of the original Oscars Delmonico there, it could do it. But I would never do that to Tony and Marissa. Speaking of everyone, you know, my family were the owners of Oscars Delmonico on Beaver and South William Street from like the 20s until the 80s, and I'm going to be opening up another one. I'm giving you all the scoop right here. Actually, I wasn't supposed to tell anyone, but I figure why not. Is my radio show. I can do what I want. So, on that note, Nikki, what else? Nikki, tell me your predictions for this summer. Where are the places to go?
Well, you know, that's interesting when we were talking about the Hog Pit because that's a great location. So, it's probably some big owner of something, maybe like a Vegas place
Nikki, the Hog Pit is going to be the Ralph Lauren store. That's for sure.
Oh, that's definitely going to be a Ralph Lauren store?
Yeah. But
it's
you totally missed.
Done.
Yeah, that's a done deal. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. But my point is, Nikki
rooftop,
Bloom.
Rooftop, Max. You got to go to rooftop. You got to go Ganzevoort, 235th.
I hate it there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, stop it.
I'd rather go to Spring Lake or I'd rather go to, like, Candlewood Lake. Well, Spring Lake is a lot of fun. Candlewood Lake, too.
Well, yeah, you get away from everybody.
Yeah.
Another big place closed in the city last week, Lotus. I don't know if it's, you know, the same owners are just going to open up a whole new place, but that was a place for years there.
All right, I hear in my headphones, so I don't know if one of you can shut up the dogs, but there's dogs barking because, y'all, my niece Lily's dog, Coco, had 5 puppies yesterday. They're the Jackson 5. We don't know what we're going to name them yet, but they are the cutest thing.
I get credit for the Jackson 5.
Michael, you
do
get
great.
The Jackson 5. And they're going to be for sale. So if you want a puppy, call 818-602-4498. No, I'm kidding. I got to get rid of these dogs. I can't have all these dogs in my house. They're a mix between a Pomeranian and a Yorkie. So,
my God.
Is it a Porky? They are very cute. But listen, guys, I have 5 more minutes, so let's shoot the shit. Nikki, what's the hot thing to do for the summer?
Hot thing to do for the summer? You know, it's interesting because I've been spending a lot of time in the Meatpacking District, and it's been, you know, they say half the people leave the city. They're all there when I'm there.
Nikki, you stay there only because it's the Meatpacking District. And you know what? You know why you go there? Because you like the words together, meatpacking, I think.
What's so bad with that?
Listen, I'm not saying anything is bad with that, but good for you, Nikki Bloom. You know, I'm going to Italy this summer. I'll be in Italy the whole month of August. And Nikki,
and I will be visiting.
Michael's going to call in because he got cut off. And if he gets in before the lines are taken over, then we'll take his call. But if not, I'm sure he's saying goodnight to everyone. The battery died on the phone. But Florence, Italy this summer. Nikki, there's a new thing that they're doing in Florence where you can tour Italy by Ferrari. So I think we might have to tell when we get there. But also, I'm going to be in south of France this summer. So I know that those are two of my favorite places to go to, south of France and Florence, Italy for the summer. But listen, guys, you can go to Washington, D.C. You can go to Candlewood Lake. You can go to Spring Lake, the Jersey Shore. Go to the Hamptons. You can go to your backyard. Go buy a $20 pool at CVS. Put it in your backyard. Have fun. Summer's here. Be safe. You know what I always say, Nikki? If you're going to drink and drive, sleep over at your friend's house because they might become your next lover. What do you have to say about that?
I agree. Nobody should drive drunk if you think, you know, anything. If you're going to drink a couple of drinks, a few drinks, stay over someone's place, but don't drive drunk because, you know,
it
sucks.
It's selfish and it's stupid. But the bottom line is, I always say, like, why would you want to drink and drive when you can drink and sleep over with someone that you don't know or that you know? Summer's here. Listen, meatpacking dish, baby. But all right. So I don't know if Michael's calling in or not, but I think he's going to try to. But I know that the show is going to continue. And Nikki, I hope we can get him on the line. But you know what? If Michael stands right here into the studio, put down the phone. I'm going to have him on my microphone right here.
What's up? I'm back.
Michael's back. Nikki's here. And you guys, it's been a fun show because, you know, it's to the max on LA Talk Radio. And I want to thank Stacey for calling in. I want to thank last week's guest, Sharon Agati. Nikki, I need to break it down, baby cakes. Give me your forecast for this week. What's going to happen with the Obama and Clintons together?
Well, you know, one thing I wanted to say from earlier even is I think that when a nominee is picked and we know, you know, who's representing the Democratic Party and who's representing the Republican Party, that we should know who's going to be the vice president candidate.
I said that last week. I said that from the beginning. We should not have American citizens have to wait. Michael, what do you think?
I think it's got to get out there quick. It's too much of this back and forth. It's like a poker game. It's getting nuts.
It's a poker game with bad faces. That's all I have to say.
There you go. Oh, yes, very bad.
So, Nikki Bloom, thank you so much for being on To The Max. Thank you, Chelsea, for calling in. Happy anniversary to your grandparents. To my friend Catherine, I saw you at New York University Hospital yesterday. I love you so much. I'm always thinking about you. You're in my prayers. Nikki, what else do you want to say? What's your fashion trend of the week, Nikki?
My fashion trend of the week. You know, it's summer. Enjoy it because, I mean, once July 4th is here, I think summer is over. July 4th, then it's Labor Day. So you know what? Take advantage of the weather. Go out there. Wear your shoe, open-toe shoes. Wear your little short shorts, mini skirts. Guys, go out with no shirt on. You know what? Show it off. You've only got...
Wait. You know, I mean,
Nikki, they're already doing that in the West Village right now, honey. It's gay pride.
They're doing it tonight. But, Michael, what's your technology item of the week?
Technology item of the week? I'm just sticking with my fishing pole all week. I got a brand new lure I'm going to go try out. That's all I'm going with.
All right. Well, you know what, everyone? Fly Continental. Check them out, Continental Airlines, on the website. You never know. Michael might be one of your captains behind that that big bird. But my time is up, everyone. So like I say on every show, Nikki, thank you. Michael, thank you. Chelsea, thank you. Stacey, thank you. Catherine, I love you. Everybody, take a little time and take life to the max. Love you all. Sam, I'm out of here. Let's go. I got to go. I'm really tired. I really got to go. Take life to the max. Peace out.
You're listening to the Max, only on LA Talk Radio.